Welcome to your five for today. On the 6th of February 2022, the Queen became the first British monarch to celebrate a Platinum Jubilee. 70 years of service, having acceded to the throne on the 6th of February 1952, when Her Majesty was 25 years old. There will be year-long Platinum Jubilee celebrations throughout the United Kingdom, the Commonwealth and around the world as communities come together to celebrate the Queen's historic reign. Sadly, Her Majesty will not have Prince Philip by her side, but once more she will continue to know the presence of God alongside her. Despite the current worrying situation with the pandemic, it is hoped that the planned celebrations will be for our well-being during the year. In times like these, it is especially important for us all, together with Her Majesty, to remember God's promise to be with us. He who made us and gave His own Son for the salvation of the world will not leave us in this time of need. Just about everyone has heard of the suffering of Job in the Old Testament, and as a result we describe people as having the patience of Job. All was going well with Job. He had it all, a large family, wealth, and blessings of every kind imaginable. At that time, Job may have been the richest man on the face of the earth, but in one day he lost it all. Life was anything but a bed of roses for Job. Sounds familiar in the year we have all just had with all its inconveniences, challenges and frustrations. Then, to make matters worse, Job was afflicted from head to toe with painful sores. His three supposed friends, regrettably, were not very helpful with the advice they gave Job. Did Job actually lose everything? Well, not quite. He lost everything but his faith in God. It was tested to the extreme for sure, and he seemed to have doubts and frustrations. But God never left him, even when it felt like it. Then a great thing happened. The Lord spoke to Job out of a storm. Job's greatest agony was that he felt God had abandoned him, and now he knew he was not abandoned. Like any true revelation of God, there were plenty of elements that would make Job feel small before the greatness of God. Yet it could not take away from the massive comfort Job felt in simply being once again consciously in the presence of God. In the middle of his problems, Job had made an amazing statement about God. Though he slay me, yet will I hope in him. As a result, God blessed the latter part of Job's life more than the former part, and Job went on to have over 20,000 animals, 10 children, and many grandchildren. So when things look rather bleak in this year, let us lean on the words of a man whose faith had been tested far beyond anything we have experienced. No matter if it is persecution, illness, abuse, disaster, or COVID-19, we can and must put our hope in God. This means for us all, including Her Majesty, to have faith that His word is true. He is in control, and He has the victory. Remember that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, but be encouraged at His words to be still and know that I am God. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.